Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we enter further into this first full week of September. Let us come to serve you as we come to approach the last weeks of summer and we approach the early time of fall. Let us be filled with your guidance, your wisdom, and your love. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're reading, in today's rather first reading, comes to us from the Colossians. And so the Colossians obviously were from Colossae, which was in what today would be called Turkey. And it was it's a small community. It was a merchant community. It was right next to Laodicea. Laodicea is famous for that passage where Jesus is speaking to John of Patmos in the book of Revelation, and he warns them about not being hot or cold, that how much he despises the lukewarm. And that's because there were hot springs in Laodicea. So that's where that's coming from. Well, Laodicea was nearby. And so the Colossians are coming from that area. And I'm sure the Colossians participated in the things that were going on in Laodicea. But as we look at this, there's an interesting passage, or several interesting passages in this first reading, which you can find for yourselves in Colossians chapter 2, 6 through 15. And we're going to be, and that we're not going to necessarily be looking at that reading every day, but that reading will be part of the daily readings every single day. And what we see is that St. Paul is explaining about when we are in the Lord, when we seek to follow the Lord, that really puts us into a different way of thinking. Now, this is something that's powerfully made by St. Paul over and over again. The most famous passage, which is one of our commercials, is a renewal of our mind. St. Paul is constantly telling us that the more we embrace Christ, we're called to think in a whole different way. So this is one of the reasons why we want to be careful of looking at Christianity, particularly Catholicism, as a form of morality. It's not. It's really a form of understanding the universe through Christ's wisdom, through God's wisdom. And so we understand it in a different way. We think about it in a different way, and we think in that wisdom. So we think differently, if you want to think of it that way. And Paul really highlights this, that we're called to think in a whole different way. Think of it this way, and I think we've got this newness here in that he is reflecting to the Colossians that we can understand within our own context. First of all, you need to understand something about the Colossians. It was not a major city. It was near Laodicea, but it was not a major city. The reason why I know that is that there was an earthquake in the city in 60 AD, and the Roman Empire did not work to rebuild it. The people rebuilt it themselves. Now, if this was instead Rome, or what is today called Istanbul, back then was called Byzantium, or Ephesus, or any of those other major cities, obviously the Roman Empire or others would come together to rebuild the city. But no one did that with the Colossians. They rebuilt the city themselves. Now, granted, also understand that in a more primitive society, and even though we're talking about the Roman Empire compared to our construction today, and they had very good construction, it was still somewhat primitive. Earthquakes would be devastating, but not as devastating as they would be in our world today. So you understand it's going to be a little bit easier to rebuild during their time because they're not going to have to rebuild a 102-foot tower, which I think is the height of the Empire State Building. I think that's about 102, 104 stories, actually. So that wouldn't be 102 feet because that would be 10 stories. It would be, if you figure 10 feet per story, 104 stories would be roughly 1,040 feet. So think of it that way. That would be around the Empire State Building. So we understand that dynamic there, that as we see the concept of, granted, their architecture and their construction was, and their engineering was extremely powerful, but compared to our world today, if they had to rebuild from an earthquake, it would be a lot easier to do. And they had to do that after the earthquake in 60 AD. You have to remember, too, that the Colossians at the time were dealing with three different religious structures. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. And there was the Christians, there were the pagans, and then there was kind of a mixture of the both, and that would have been kind of like what we would call today a form of Santeria. There may have also been, of course, the Jews as well. So you have these religious traditions going on. But Paul is speaking specifically to these new Christians. But when you embrace Christ, you embrace a whole new way of looking at things. For example, now they come to believe in eternal life. Why? Because that clearly becomes the key promise in Christianity. We can see that in John 6, when St. Peter says, "To whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." And we can see that in the prologue of John, and we can see that in so many other writings that make it clear that our focus is on eternal life. And once you believe in eternal life, you have a whole different way of looking at things. And so that's what Paul is calling them to understand. So they're really understanding the world in a whole different way. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can click on the parish there to learn where the parish is located, and this is a reminder that we're encouraging people, not necessarily here, but to their own respective parishes, to go back to church starting on Sunday. Sunday is September 12th. It's the day after the 20th anniversary of September 11th, and it's to invite people to a brand new renewal in the faith. And remember, one of the reasons for this is, ironically enough, or coincidentally enough is a better way to put it, this is the same week that in the Catholic Church we celebrate the triumph of the cross. And as you remember, when they were digging through the rubble after the World Trade Center bombing, they found this cross standing, formed by some of the girders that were put together, and that became a very powerful symbol. So, as I like to remind people, the cross always triumphs. So consider that. Consider that, making a commitment to going back to church September 12th, which is Sunday. And if you want to come back at St. Anthony, you can connect to our parish. Besides, we also have St. Thomas Aquinas discussion on Tuesday evenings, and we also have our adoration on Wednesday evenings, where I'm available in the confession. You can also go to CatholicAudioMedia.com to send us feedback, prayer requests, listen to the archives of the show. You can read our blog. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So what we're seeing here is St. Paul is really calling for everyone to have a new understanding. And therefore, number one, we're called to be thankful. We're called to have a new understanding that leads us to be, as he says, established in the faith as you are taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So we're called to be people of thanksgiving, thanking the Lord for all things. So when things are going well, we thank the Lord. When things are going badly, we thank the Lord, because we know those will help us grow. We always thank the Lord. And he also says, see to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy. Now, he's speaking to the Colossians, and there is that kind of Santeria. It's not called Santeria. at the time, but that kind of mixture of several religions there, which may be what he's referring to, or he may be referring to others, but we can look at it today. See, if we understand what Christianity is, a lot of people are telling people that Christianity is from the past and religion is the realm of the savage. But even Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who the paleontologist Brian Swim said, if you want to find someone who is controversial in science, science circles and theological circles, just bring up the name Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Many people in theological circles consider him a heretic, and many people in science circles can consider him a heretic. So he's a very controversial name. But one of the things he said, and this is so important, is he says many people looked upon religion as the realm of the savage. He says, no, it's the beginning of the human, because part of the human being is, for the first time, the human being can, the animal world, in the animal world, there is reflection. There is a being that can reflect. So he says religion is the beginning of this. And if you know anything of the history of humanity from the scientific perspective, you know that the belief in religion goes back to the origins of the human race. So it goes all the way back to the origin. So we know that for a fact. And it's very early, before Homo sapiens, that people actually buried their dead, and they had some kind of relationship of some point to the cosmos. So this is the point, it's the human being that recognizes this. And so that's one of the things that Pierre Teilhard de Chardin talks about. So if we consider that we're growing through Christ, growing into a new stage of understanding humanity, then you can realize that anyone who tells you to turn away from Christianity and turn towards these empty, seductive philosophies, some of which we hear today, we know that that's a mistake. Because really, when we understand and we go to the profound depths of this, which we as humans at this point can't, it's just so profound, the so profound depths of what it is that Christ teaches, we realize we're coming to a deep, deep truth that is beyond the empty, seductive philosophies. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.